Hello. Welcome to Radioactive Theater, bringing quality dramas to our listening audience. This production features the first three episodes of Flash Gordon. The radio program aired in 1934. Flash is the hero of a space opera adventure comic strip created and originally drawn by Alex Raymond. The Flash Gordon comic strip has been translated into a wide variety of media, including motion pictures, television, and animated series. It is regarded as one of the best illustrated and most influential of American adventure comic strips. The 1934 radio program, based on the comic strip, follows the adventures of Flash Gordon, a handsome polo player and Yale University graduate, and his companions, Dale Arden and Dr. Hans Zarkov. In the 1980 movie version, Flash was a New York Jets quarterback instead of a polo player, with the movie featuring the music by the rock band Queen. For our production, we have taken the liberty of mixing both the sensational music of Queen and the very dated sound effects of the 1930s. Our RAT production includes Tom Moore as Flash, Lorraine Mason as Dale Arden, Leo Frappier as Ming, and Steve Sardella as Dr. Zarkov, with Bill Mercado as the announcer and Nicole Spadafino as Aura. And now, Flash!
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while before annihilation.
Presenting for the first time on radio, the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden. These thrilling adventures come to you as depicted each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, now printed in 32 tabloid-sized pages, each page in full four colors, is distributed everywhere as a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Racing high above the earth, comfortably seated in a giant airliner, Flash Gordon, internationally famous athlete, looks admiring across the aisle at Dale Arden, the lovely young companion of his air voyage. The minds of both are intent on the terrible destruction, which for many months has been approaching the Earth with terrific speed. The new planet hurtling through space directly in the path of the Earth. Suddenly, there's a violent jar. The plane lurches into a spinning nosedive. Flash Gordon's trained muscles carry him across the aisle to a frightened girl to gather her in his arms and then leap free from the falling plane, and pulling the ripcord of his parachute, glides to Earth.
Don't be frightened, Dale. The plane has crashed, but we're safe.
Yes, thanks to you.
Hold fast. We're landing now. Careful. Easy.
Oh.
You all right, Dale?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, look, Flash, there's a large steel door. It's closing.
Why, that's the laboratory of the great scientist, Dr. Hans Zarkov. He's coming this way. I'll call him to help us. Dr. Zarkov, I hope you'll pardon us for breaking in on you so unceremoniously, Doctor, but you see, we had to bail out.
I see you for what you are. Spies! Come to steal my secrets. But I have the answer for that. Come with me.
Put that gun away, Professor Zarkov. The man is mad, Dale. We'll have to humor him. All right, Professor, all right. We'll come along peacefully.
Get down this ladder, into this tower. Down, I tell you!
All right, all right.
There now. We are in my rocket ship, and in 10 seconds we will be on our way to the new planet. We will all die. Die for science!
Oh, Flash! The doctor is mad! This rocket ship is breaking away from the Earth at the speed of light! Right into the path of the new planet!
Hold tight, Dale. We'll escape somewhere.
To the new planet! The new planet! We three will save the Earth!
Dr. Zarkov, there's still time to swing your rocket ship out of the path of the new planet.
No, no!
What will you gain for science if we're all killed in the crash?
I know who you are, Flash Gordon. The world's greatest athlete. But your trained strength will not save you. Only my mind, the mind of Zarkov, the scientist, can save you. Can save any human soul upon the Earth.
The turbo drive. He's reaching for the controls.
Stand aside, Dr. Zarkov.
Feel it. The gravitation pull of the new planet. We crashed in 5 seconds.
The rocket ship hits the planet. Dr. Zarkov and Dale are thrown from the rocket ship, unconscious. Flash is thrown clear of the wreckage and lands on his feet, uninjured. He rushes to the side of the unconscious girl, picks her up, and starts to carry her towards the distant towers of a city on this weird new planet. Suddenly, strange soldiers armed with ray guns appear, and capturing Dale and Flash, force them to come with them to the throne room of Ming the Merciless, Emperor of Mongo, and Supreme Ruler of the Universe.
O thou indulgent Ming, most merciless majesty of Mongo, supreme ruler of all the peoples of the new planet, thy slaves salute thee.
Good. Ming shall want the earth people.
Thy slaves obey, O Ming the Merciless.
Get your hands off me. I'm no slave. I'll meet your emperor as a free man and an equal.
So, Earthman, you are a free man and my equal? Throw him to the red monkey men in the arena. I would be forced to make this free man my equal.
There is thy freedom, Earthman. Now you go into the arena to meet the red monkey men of Mongoid.
No!
Don't worry, dear. Emperor Ming, I will show you that I, a free man from the Earth, is more than a match for your brainless red monkey men.
Flash reaches the bottom step leading to the arena. He leaps and swings at the nearest red monkey man. Then, grasping the fallen man-beast under the armpit, Flash whirls him around in a flail, knocking the others in all directions. Emperor Ming, fearing that his monkey men will all be killed, orders his soldiers to destroy Flash with their ray guns. In the midst of the confusion, Princess Aura, the beautiful young daughter of Emperor Ming, calls to Flash.
Quick, brave Earthman, this way! Here to my balcony!
Flash leaps to the royal balcony and joins the gorgeously jeweled princess, who commands the slaves to keep back, while she takes Flash through a secret door and into a passage leading to a private elevator. The two get in, and Aura closes the door and presses the switch.
Who are you, beautiful maiden?
I am the Princess Aura, only daughter of Ming the Merciless.
Princess, I owe you my life.
You are brave and handsome and strong, you must not end so young. I have never seen anyone like you, Earthman.
Well, where I come from, Princess, there are many stronger men and better looking. But tell me, Princess, where are you taking me?
I am taking you to the private landing frame of my own rocket car. There you will be safe. We have arrived, Earthman. Get in this rocket car. No one can harm you here.
But, Princess, I don't...
Over there. Down this way, then. Get them.
Hurry! Hurry!
But, Princess Aura, how am I to rescue the Earth Girl, Dale Arden?
That is why you are in my private rocket car, Earthman.
Why, what do you mean?
Dale Arden can never be rescued by you.
But, Princess,
As for you, Earthman, you shall love me or die.
Meanwhile, back in the palace, Emperor Ming is talking with Dale Arden.
Your companion, Flash Gordon, has escaped. But not for long. My men will soon capture him.
What are you going to do with me, Emperor Ming?
You are pleasing to me, Earthwoman. You will become my wife.
Never. I don't love you.
We men of Mongo have no human traits. No love, no mercy, and no kindness. Whether you love me or not makes no difference. You shall become my wife as soon as the ceremony can be arranged.
Your Majesty, look into the spacograph. Our city is being bombarded by the space gyros of the Lion Men.
The Lion Men? Order the entire space fleet to the attack!
In the terrific battle which takes place between Emperor Ming's space fleet and the gyros of the Lion Men, the attacking gyros are driven off. The rocket ship in which Flash Gordon has been held captive is destroyed, and Flash is thrown to the ground unconscious. He opens his eyes to find himself staring into the great bearded face of Zoon, Prince of the Lion Men. Zoon lets his great sword fall as he sees Flash Gordon's white skin.
Who art thou, white-skinned youth? Speak! Answer me before I cleave thy white body in pieces. Art thou a new kind of soldier of Ming the Merciless?
I am the sworn enemy of that fiend Emperor Ming of Mongo. He has captured a girl who is from the Earth, like myself. I live only to rescue her.
An Earthman, thou sayest?
Yes.
And an enemy of Ming the Merciless?
That's right. Tell me, are you friend or enemy?
I am Zoon, Prince of the Lion Men, hereditary enemies of the men of Mongo. If thou would accept me as thy friend, Earthman, I will gladly join thee against Ming the Merciless.
Here's my hand on it then, Prince Zoon.
Good. What is thy name, Earthman?
I am called Flash Gordon upon the Earth, Your Highness.
Call me Zoon, friend, and I will call thee Flash.
Friend Zoon, do you know how we can gain admittance to the palace so that we may rescue Dale Arden?
Come, I will show thee a secret way into the palace.
Good.
The Emperor Ming is away, pursuing my gyro fleet. We may be able to rescue the Earth Girl before Ming's return.
Flash Gordon and his powerful newfound friend go first into the space gyro of Prince Zoon, and there they gaze intently into the thought projector, in which they not only see Dale Arden captive, but they also have revealed to him a secret way leading into the throne room of the palace. The secret passage is known as the Tunnel of Terror because of the deadly beasts which lie within its gloomy walls. Fighting each step of the way, Flash and his new friend, Prince Zoon, finally find themselves within the palace. A door with great steel bolts stands before them.
Quick, Zoon. This door must lead directly to the center of the palace.
From my memory of the palace, I should say that beyond this door is a great throne room of the Emperor Ming.
All right, then. Here we go. Ah, there. You're right, Zoon. It is the throne room.
Yes. This great statue before us is the god of death which stands at the top of the altar steps, directly behind the throne of the emperor.
Listen, Zoon, what's that?
By the great god Pau, it is the royal wedding procession. Ming the Merciless is taking another bride.
Long live Ming the Merciless.
He's coming up the altar steps soon. I'm going to look around the idol.
To look around the idol means death. Thou must not. Come back. Come back, Flash.
Zoon, save yourself. I'm going to the rescue of my Earth friend, Dale Arden. She's being forced into a marriage with Ming the Merciless.
Prince Zoon of the Lion Men does not save himself at the expense of friends. If thou must die, I will die fighting with thee.
Dale! This way, Dale!
Stop them!
After them!
What's going on?
This way, Dale!
Down this passage, Earthling, and fast as thou canst run! Quick, you!
They're swarming up the altar steps. Help me topple the idol over on them. Now! One, two, three!
With a grinding crash, the giant idol topples over on to the onrushing soldiers of Ming the Merciless, killing those in front and throwing into confusion the whole company. Flash Gordon and Prince Zoon, with Dale between them, dash into the secret passage beneath the idol. The way becomes steeper. They slip and fall. Down, down, 100 feet or more into a whirling underground river. They swept along down a raging current and over a falls into a lake. With the powerful strokes of a champion swimmer, Flash sets out for the shore, towing Dale by the hair. They reach the shore, and as Flash reaches down to drag Dale to safety, she screams and disappears beneath the calm surface of the lake, clutched in two powerful green, scaly arms. With no thought of his own safety, Flash Gordon dives to Dale's rescue and finds an adventure stranger than any which has gone before.
Flash!
Follow the thrilling adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden each Sunday in your Hearst Sunday newspaper. You will find them graphically portrayed in full-color pictures in the Comic Weekly. Only in the Comic Weekly can you follow the escapades of the Katzenjammer kids, those perennial rascals, or thrill to the adventures of King of the Royal Mounted. Only in the Comic Weekly can you enjoy the good, clean fun of Bringing Up Father, Tilly the Toiler, Way Out West, The Little King, or in the language of his hillbilly friends, those cleans can't swamp us over the bodacious goings-on of Barney Google. Your old friend Skippy and all his little pals are waiting for you in the Comic Weekly, along with Pinky, Molly, and Pat, in their great adventure story, Radio Patrol. And there is Ace Drummond, the Demon Aviator, Johnny Around the World, and many, many others. Be sure you get this big 32-page, all-color Comic Weekly supplement with your copy of next Sunday's Hearst newspaper. And don't fail to listen again next week to the continuation of the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden.
Flash.
Last week, you may remember, Flash Gordon and Dale Arden saved the Earth from destruction by shooting a rocket at a planet which threatened to collide with it. They became marooned on the planet called Mongo. The Emperor, Ming the Merciless, ordered Flash killed, and commanded Dale to marry him. The royal princess, loving Flash, saved him. Zoon, prince of the Lion Men, helped Flash prevent Ming from marrying Dale by breaking up the marriage ceremony and escaping underground. Now, we continue the story. Flash and Dale are captured by the Shark Men. Princess Aura appears and again saves Flash, who, in turn, tries to free Dale. But Zoon's father, searching for his princely son, captures the princess and Flash. Rather than remain a captive, the proud Aura hurls herself over the cliff, only to be caught by the terrible leaves of a constrictor plant. Flash hastens to her aid.
Oh!
Don't struggle, Princess Aura. I'll free you.
Oh, hurry! These leaves are crushing me.
I'll cut them with my sword.
Oh, be careful! Careful, Flash! The plant may touch you!
Arg, this devilish plant.
Oh!
Arg!
Flash!
There.
It's got you! It's got you, too!
Yes, yes, I didn't think it could. I think that's a tough break.
What shall we do now?
I don't know. Yet.
Oh, Flash.
What is it, Princess? Are you in pain?
No. Look. Look down there. Out there, a door in the ship has opened.
So it has. There are soldiers coming out. With strange-looking guns. Are those your father's men?
No. No, I never saw them before. They must have seen us and come to make us captives.
Well, at least they'll get us out of the clutches of this terrible plant.
Soldiers, attack that plant and kill it. But don't injure its victims. I want them brought to me alive.
Don't be afraid, Princess. Those men will catch you.
Oh.
Be ready to catch your men.
Oh.
Now the other one.
Here I come.
Ah.
We're safe on the ground. But what will happen now?
It's up to the leader of those soldiers.
Soldiers, you did that well. Ah, Princess Aura.
Yes, how do you know me? I do not know you.
I know your father.
Oh.
So, what's this? Another stranger?
Yes, Prince Baron.
Blindfold him. And prepare our other prisoner for the ordeal of the poisoned daggers.
As you command, Prince Baron.
What are you going to do with me?
Guard, take the princess to my quarters.
As you command, Prince Baron.
Ah, here comes our other prisoner. Perhaps you know him, youth.
How can I tell? He's got a hood over his head. I can't see his face.
He says he is from Earth. I suppose you are from there, too?
I am.
I don't believe you. But no matter. Our hiding place must remain a secret, so both of you must die. Are the prisoners prepared, guard?
They are, Prince Baron. Their left forearms are tied together.
And the poison daggers? Are they ready?
Yes, they are.
Now, listen, prisoners. I am dipping these two daggers in dragon's blood. The slightest scratch from these blades means certain death. Guard, give these to the prisoners. On the count of three, you will commence fighting. One, two, three.
As Prince Baron utters the words, Flash steps back, jerking his mysterious antagonist off balance. He flings aside his dagger and then causes his opponent to drop his poisoned weapon. Picking up the dagger, Flash severs the cords binding him to his opponent. And as the two whip off their blindfolds and reveal themselves to each other.
Flash Gordon!
Dr. Zarkov!
So you do know each other.
I should say we do. I'm mighty glad to see you, Doctor. I thought you were dead after our rocket crashed on this planet.
I was badly hurt, Flash. These fellows, they picked me up and brought me here. They made me act as their servant. Well, we saved the Earth, didn't we, lad?
We certainly did, Doctor. Now, Prince Baron, maybe you'll believe that we are from the Earth. This man was the most brilliant scientist in the world. He was...
Stop! My admiration for both of you is boundless. I would be honored to have you shake my hand and... Call me friend.
Your friend?
Yes.
Why, of course. Here's my hand.
And mine.
Good. Now, come to my quarters. My friends, I have invented an electric mole with which I intend to burrow underground into the palace of Ming the Merciless and overthrow his tyrannical government. Are you with me?
Certainly.
You bet we are. We've got to rescue Dale and Zoon from that fiend.
Princess Aura.
You heard what I plan to do, Aura?
Yes. Please take me back to my father's palace with you.
You? Why, it is because of you that I am a hunted man with a price on my head. You will remain here as my prisoner. Come, my friends, come.
Oh, I will I? Guard!
What is it?
What is your name?
Ronkel, my princess.
Ronkel? I thought I recognized your face. You fled into exile from my father's guard when you were caught stealing.
Yes.
Listen, Ronkel.
Princess?
If you would help me warn my father of what those men plan to do, I will make you not only wealthy, but also a duke.
For one so lovely as my princess, how could I refuse? Come with me.
Unaware of what has happened in the hiding place, and racing underground towards the palace of Ming the Merciless in their electric mole, Prince Baron, Dr. Zarkov, and Flash Gordon encounter a fierce guwako, or armor-plated dragon. Flash climbs out of the mole and gives battle, saving his companions. For this, Prince Baron promises that if they succeed in overthrowing Ming, Flash will be made a Prince of Mongo, and anything he desires will be his. Finally, the electric mole breaks through the floor of the central hall in Ming's palace. The door opens, and the three emerge from the metal burrowing machine.
Come, my friends, we have arrived.
Ah, so we have. What is our next move, Prince Baron?
This is the central hall of Ming's palace. We will go up those stairs, Dr. Zarkov, and surprise the inner guards.
Prince Baron, look!
Ming's armored men!
We've been betrayed.
Yes!
But how could the news have reached here before us?
Let us get our ray guns.
It's no use, Doctor. The armor of those soldiers is ray-proof.
Here comes Ming the Merciless with his high priest.
No! Flash!
Dale! Thank heavens she's all right.
Welcome back to my palace, Flash Gordon. And welcome to your companions. Soldiers, lash them to the pillar over there and execute them.
Oh, Flash, darling, I love you so much.
Dale, my dear, we did our best to save you, but we've been betrayed. I guess they have us now.
Let them shoot. They will kill me too, and we will be together forever.
Very well, Dale Arden. You can have him in death. Captain!
Sire!
Proceed with the execution.
Shoot, you yellow dogs. We aren't afraid to die.
Ready! Aim!
Captain, hold your fire!
Zogi, what is this? If you are not the High Priest, I would have your tongue torn out for your insolence!
I ask you to remember, sire, that according to the writ of Pau, even a traitor has the right to choose between the firing squad and the terrible pit.
True, Zogi. And on second thought, such deaths would provide greater amusement.
Yes, sire, we must abide by the sacred writs. And I see no reason why the girl should be killed.
Captain!
Sire!
Release the prisoners. They shall undergo the terrible test. Bring them over to the pit.
All right. Come on. Move along.
This is the test of the torture pit. Flash Gordon, you and Baron will stand at each end of the narrow platform and with long whips try to topple each other into the pit, where a surprise will be awaiting you. Take your places.
The two mount the platform. Flash ducks as Baron's whip winds over his head. Flash's whip hits Baron with such force as to knock him off balance and into the pit. Dropping his whip, Flash leaps after him. As he throws the unconscious former Prince Baron over his shoulder and prepares to climb out, a transparent metal sheet slides over the top of the pit, trapping them. At the same time, Flash hears a growl, and looking around, sees three snarling Tigrons. Placing Baron on the floor, Flash turns on the fierce beasts. The first one charges. Leaping high in the air, Flash comes down on the Tigron's back, and with a powerful wrench, breaks its neck. The other two Tigrons leap at each other to fight for possession of the body. Furiously, the battle rages. Finally, both animals are down, wounded unto death. Then, Prince Baron regains consciousness.
Where are we?
It's all right, Prince Baron. Stand up. We are in the pit, but they've trapped us with that transparent metal lid.
And you? You saved us from these beasts? Why, you are superb, Flash.
That was easier than figuring out how we're going to get out of here.
Look up there.
Prince Zoon. He's just in time. Zoon, roll that metal lid back. He's nodding that he understands.
There. He's done it. We are free.
Come along.
Meanwhile, in the Temple of Pau, Ming and Dale are about to be married by Zogi, the High Priest.
By now, Dale Arden, my saber-toothed Tigrons have torn your hero to pieces.
Oh, poor Flash. He died trying to save me. Nothing matters now.
Here comes Zogi to perform the ceremony.
Almighty Ming, ruler of Mongo and the universe, does your supreme intelligence take this Earthwoman to be your wife and Empress of Mongo?
I most certainly do.
And you, Dale Arden, do you take this just and brilliant man to be your lord and master?
I don't care what happens now.
As you have accepted each other in matrimony before the great god Pau, I pronounce you...
Wait. Stop.
The idol speaks!
I, Pau, forbid this marriage.
It's a trick! Fools! A stone idol cannot talk! Zogi, swing back the statue!
At once, sire.
Flash Gordon!
Flash Gordon! They told me you were dead!
The Earthman and two companions arrive.
Guards, shoot them down. The marriage must go on.
Wait, sire. The sacred writs say you cannot execute the man who has passed the test of the Tigrons. Guards, drop your weapons or Pau will curse you all.
What? You dare defy me?
I only quote the sacred writ, sire. As High Priest, it is my duty to interpret and enforce its dictates.
Guard, give me your sword! Zogi, I will shut your jabbering mouth forever!
Oh, how awful! He's killed the High Priest!
Carry his body away! Guards!
Flash, my darling, I thought I'd lost you.
Never as long as I have strength in these two arms and a breath of life in my body.
So, Pau forbids me to slay you, huh? Well, Pau and I will both laugh while you revel slave in the prison city of the Hawkman.
Death would be more desirable.
As for you, Dale Arden, you shall be taught to act like my empress.
Doomed to a fate worse than death amongst the cruel Hawkmen. What terrifying adventures await our friends? Be sure to listen in again next week and hear the further amazing adventures of Flash Gordon and Dale Arden. For the benefit of those who missed the earlier episodes, here is the story to date. Flash Gordon, internationally famous American athlete, his beautiful American sweetheart, Dale Arden, and Dr. Zarkov, a great scientist, left the Earth on a rocket ship. They crashed on the planet Mongo and were captured by Ming the Merciless, the cruel emperor of Mongo, who commanded Dale Arden to marry him and ordered that Flash be killed. But Flash escaped with the help of Emperor Ming's beautiful daughter, Aura, who fell deeply in love with him and proposed marriage, which Flash refused, saying he loved Dale Arden. Flash then met Zoon, the powerful, huge, bearded prince of the Lion Men, and Prince Baron, a former member of the Emperor Ming's court. Joined by Dr. Zarkov, these four friends plotted to overthrow the government of Emperor Ming and rescue Dale Arden. They were almost successful, but at the last moment, with victory practically within their grasp, were recaptured by Emperor Ming's soldiers, and the four friends, together with Dale Arden, were condemned to a fate far worse than death. Securely bound, they were placed on a gyro ship and sent as slaves to the prison city of the Hawkmen. Now we continue the story. The prison ship, carrying our friends, roars through the stratosphere on the way to the prison city of the Hawkmen. In the cell room, Flash and Prince Zoon work feverishly on each other's bonds.
Can you get the knot untied, Prince Zoon?
It is almost loose, Flash. Just another twist. There. Thou art free.
Thanks. Now I'll set you free. If we work fast, we may be able to release Zarkov and Baron and get control of the ship.
Good. As soon as thou canst loose my bonds, I will help thee capture the guard and take his keys when he makes his rounds.
There, the rope's undone.
Hark, I hear the guard approaching.
Put your hands behind your back, like this, and lie still until he bends over to give us food. Then we'll overpower him. Quiet now. Here he comes.
Here is your food, prisoners.
Now, Prince Zoon.
I have him, Flash! Take his keys!
Stop squirming, fellow. I'll give you something to squirm about. Now, I've got his keys, Zoon. Now to save Dale, Baron, and Zarkov.
What was that?
We must have struck something. Are you all right, Zoon?
Yes. And thou, friend?
I'm okay.
Flash! Flash Gordon!
Here. Prince Zoon and I are in here.
And you are free?
Yes. And didst thou gain thy liberty, friends?
The crash broke the lock in our cell door. Come quickly. We must go to the control cabin and see about the girl.
Yes, hurry. This way.
Flash!
Dale, where are you, Dale?
Oh, I'm here.
Are you all right, Dale?
Let me go. Let go of me. I've got to call Ming on the spacophone.
Send this to Ming with my regards.
He won't be able to transmit your message for quite some time, lad.
Let's get out of here.
We shall let the others go, too. Zoon, I need your great strength to help me remove the valuable scientific apparatus from the ship.
Come, Flash. Come, Dale. We have no time to lose.
We're with you, Baron.
Zoon, rip those spacographs from their sockets. I will take this space compass.
What else wouldst thou like to have removed, friend?
That is enough for this trip. Come on outside.
Where are our friends, Baron and Flash and Dale?
They must have gone into the forest over yonder. What is that rushing sound?
By the great god Pau! Look up there! Hawkmen! Run, friend! Run for your life!
Flying with lances held in readiness, a squadron of savage Hawkmen hurtle from the skies. They seize Zoon and Zarkov and sweep them into the air. While in the forest, numb with horror, Flash, Dale, and Baron watch their friends carried away towards a city suspended in space. The prison of City of Hawkmen.
There they go, with Zoon and Zarkov.
And that, friend, is the end of them.
What do you mean, Prince Baron?
No man captured by the Hawkmen has lived to tell about it.
How terrible.
We'll see about that, Baron.
It's hopeless, Flash. Look, their city drifts high in the heavens, held up by powerful light beams.
What are we going to do now?
Let's go back to the wrecked ship. We may be able to fix it.
I'm afraid that ship is beyond repair, Flash. But perhaps it won't do any harm to see.
Flash, I hear a rumbling sound.
Why, it's a rocket ship bearing down on us.
It's going to land.
It made a perfect landing. I wonder who the pilot is.
A girl is getting out. She's holding a ray pistol.
Why, it's Princess Aura. Well, Princess, this is quite a surprise.
I followed you to give you your last chance, Flash Gordon.
What do you mean?
Keep out of this, Dale Arden. He knows what I mean.
I suppose you still want me to marry you.
Yes, marry me, and the Empire is yours, and your friends go free.
And if I refuse?
The Hawkmen, with my aid, will kill all of you. You shall never marry this Earth girl, Dale Arden.
My dear Princess, if I must make a choice, I choose Dale and death.
Flash, darling.
Good for you, Flash.
You have signed our death warrants, but I don't care as long as we are together.
I'm glad, Dale. That's just how I feel, too.
Very well. You've made your choice. I go to the Hawkmen.
Well, there goes the haughty beauty. In an hour, every Hawkman and Mongo will be after us.
Prince Baron's prophecy becomes true. He, Flash, and Dale are captured by the Hawkmen and dragged before the throne of their king, Mighty Voltan. There, the prisoners find Aura leaning on the arm of the great throne while King Voltan explains to her.
The laws of Mongo allow you to judge the fate of one of these prisoners, Princess. The others belong to me.
I will take the yellow-haired youth. I will make him pay for scorning me. Incidentally, by torturing him, I can also torture the Earth Girl.
So be it. Take them into the torture chamber.
No, no, I beg you. Kill me, but spare Flash.
Then let the girl stay with me.
Come on, you. Stay in line. Come on.
So you are in love with this youth, eh?
In love with him? Why, just because I begged for Flash's life doesn't mean I love him.
No.
He is but a youth. You, most impressive majesty, you are a man.
My pretty bird, you have discernment. I took you at face value, but I see I was wrong. You have an unusual appreciation of men.
Thank you, impressive majesty. I can also appreciate compliments.
Soon I will show you how your friends have failed to withstand the rigors of the torture chamber.
I don't care much for torture, Your Majesty. But I guess you can't help doing what the Emperor's daughter tells you to.
Emperor's daughter? Ha 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 ha! I give orders in this city. But now, as to your fate...
Yes, impressive Majesty.
I shall make you my wife as soon as the High Priest can be summoned.
In the meantime, down in the torture chambers, Flash and his friends have been put to work stoking the great atom furnaces of the Hawkmen. Driven nearly mad by the terrible heat and the anxiety of wondering what is happening to Dale, Flash is all for rebelling. He throws a shovel full of flaming radium at the guard. The captain of the guard reaches for the switch, which would electrocute Flash by passing a current through a wire fastened to his leg irons. But Dr. Zarkov rushes up and pleads.
Do not kill him, Captain. He is but an impetuous youth. We will make him work.
See that he does. And if he starts any more trouble, he's gonna die.
Thank you, Captain.
Get back to work, the rest of you slaves!
Thanks, Dr. Zarkov, but I'd just as soon die. Dale is lost to me.
Patience, Flash. Dr. Zarkov and I have a plan. Come over here, behind this lead wall.
What are you going to do, Baron?
I shall keep watch for the guard. Get to work, Zarkov, quickly.
Here, Flash, take these wires off your manacles and wrap them around your shovel.
All right, there. Now what are you going to do?
You heard what the captain said. If you start any more trouble, he will electrocute you. When I give you a signal, jump up and throw your shovel into that radium beam over there.
And get myself killed for it?
I promise you, you will not die. Do as I tell you.
All right. Now?
Is the coast clear, Baron?
No one is looking this way.
Now, Flash.
Come on, men. Follow me. Better death than slavery.
Mutiny? Then die like a rat. Here goes the switch.
The electric current ignited the radium ore.
It worked. It worked.
Now's our chance to escape.
I'm going to find Dale.
Back in the sumptuous quarters of Voltan, King of the Hawkmen, he and Dale are awaiting the arrival of the High Priest to perform the marriage ceremony.
Well, my pretty little bird, soon you'll be the bride of Voltan the Mighty. Suppose you give me a little kiss while we are waiting for the High Priest, eh? Come here.
No, don't touch me.
What? You repulse me, Earth Girl. Come here.
Get away from me, you fat fool. Flash! Flash, darling!
Take your hands off her, Voltan.
With a yell of fury, Flash drives his fist into Voltan's jaw. The mighty king staggers back and, bellowing like a mad bull, places his steel talon fingers into Flash's throat. His left hand reaches for his dagger.
Flash, look out for his dagger!
With a smashing left and a crushing right-hand uppercut that would have killed an ordinary man, Flash knocks Voltan into unconsciousness.
That settles that, Ox. Dale, did he hurt you?
No. Oh, my darling, I feel so safe in your arms. They are so strong, yet tender.
These arms were meant to hold and protect you. By heaven, they will as long as I have life.
My dear. Oh, where are Baron and Zarkov and Zun?
Zarkov and Baron are working on some scientific gadget. Zun and I separated looking for you. Come, we'll join them.
Did you kill Voltan?
I don't know. There's no time to waste finding out.
Which way do we go from here?
Look, soldiers coming this way. Turn to the right, Dale. Down that other passage.
More soldiers. Flash, we're trapped.
Back to Voltan's quarters, Dale. We can bar the door and hold them off while we arrange to escape by the window. There we are, back in Voltan's quarters, and we've escaped the soldiers.
Now what?
Now for the firing squad.
Voltan!
Why, you?
Stay where you are. I have this ray pistol trained on you. The slightest move, and both of you will be blown to atoms.
Don't touch the girl. I surrender.
What's this? What's happening? The lights are out.
Flash, the floor is tipping up.
Oh, don't worry, Dale. I'll save you.
What is happening to the city of the Hawkmen, perched so perilously 5,000 feet above the ground on the planet Mongo? What terrifying experiences await our friends? Be sure to listen in again next week for the continuation of the amazing interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon.
We hope you've enjoyed our presentation of Flash Gordon, produced and directed by Catherine Thornton, Diane Deegan, and John McManaman. Our RAT production includes Tom Moore as Flash, Lorraine Mason as Dale Arden, Leo Frappier as Ming, and Steve Sardella as Dr. Zarkov, with Bill Mercado as the announcer and Nicole Spadafino as Aura. Tune in next time for Radioactive Theater, a production of Audio Journal. And now some music by Queen, the hero, and Flash's theme. So everyone, please enjoy.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this
Later. I like to play with things a while. Before annihilation.
We'll be right back. At Audio Journal, we strive to make a difference in your life by providing local news, information, and a bit of entertainment. We'd also like to be a voice from the community we serve. If you have information to share, maybe a helpful service you've heard about, or an upcoming event, let's help each other spread the word. Contact us at 508-797-1117 or info@audiojournal.net. Okay, get ready. Here comes another informative hour from your friends at Audio Journal.